how is it that souls and spirits come into this world and end up becoming serial killers, torturers, and so forth? Is there such a thing as evil souls? It seems that one spirit can destroy so many other spirits in this process.
Indeed. Part of this question, in a way, was answered when we spoke about the path of the ascension, the love path for ascension, yes? Do you understand? But the big question here is what so many on the planet do not understand. They do not understand it from a religious point of view. How can God allow misery? When that question comes about, one is assuming that God is an intelligence that is a person. One is assuming that God has a mind and eyes and ears and is sitting on a throne perhaps and is ticking off who can come and who cannot and who can do what and who cannot do what. One is assuming authority from power. And how can power that has authority allow these events to occur? Would you understand? But that is not what God is. So we are going to have an elementary lesson, as it were, about planet Earth. And this is going to be not, beloveds, from the point of view of physics. This is going to be from the point of view of elementary, as though we are teaching a kindergarten lesson. Oh, there is a lovely planet called planet Earth. And on planet Earth, anything and everything is possible. Anything and everything is possible. So if you want to grow flowers on planet Earth, you can. And if you want to grow cactus on planet Earth, you can. If you want to live where there is plenty of rainfall and there are flowers everywhere and the air is a certain temperature all the time, you can. And if you want to live in the desert where it is hot in the day and cold at night and all of the greenery is prickly because it must protect itself from predators, you can. And if you want to live in a place that is cold and there is no night, it's almost daytime all of the time, you can. And if you want to live in a place where it's almost sunny all of the time, you can. And if you want to live as a creature in the waters, you can. And if you want to live on land, you can. Because planet Earth is a place they call a free will planet. That means you can go there and you can be as good or as bad as you wish to be. You can go to planet Earth and you can forget that you are God. You can forget that you are magnificent. You can forget that you have all the answers. You can forget that you love everyone else. You can pretend to hate them if you want to. And if you want to, you can be miserable. And if you want to, you can enjoy life. And if you want to, you can have no money at all. You can be poor if you want to on planet Earth. Or you can be rich. You can be a queen or a king. You can start your own country if you want to. Or you can live in a little hut somewhere if you want to, because planet Earth is a free will planet. And on a free will planet, it's never certain what is going to happen on a free will planet. It has been said that on free will planets, consciousness from other universes can make themselves right at home because it's a free will planet, so they can set up their own machinery if they want to, and they can set up their own universe within a universe if they want to. It's a free will planet and no one will stop them. And if you want to go to planet Earth and just beam love all the time, you can. And if you want to go to planet Earth and you want to die so that others might have a better life, you can. And if you want to go to planet Earth and you want to spread teachings that will help others have a better life, you can. And you can live in a cave and you can be enlightened if you want to be. Or you can go and decide to experience every miserable thing that's ever happened just because you're curious about what the experience is like. You can. But there's one thing that you need to know about planet Earth. Because it is a free will planet and you can do anything that you like to do and live any way you like to live, there is a catch. And the catch is this. You can never leave planet Earth until you have cleaned up your mess. So, if you have spilled the macaroni all over the floor, you must find every piece of macaroni and put it back where it belonged before you can leave planet Earth. And if you miss some of it, you'll keep coming back there until you find it all. If you hurt your friend's feelings and somehow you aren't able to make amends and that person starts hating you and you aren't able to forgive them and they can't forgive you, well, one of the things that happens on planet Earth is you get tied into each other. And so you have to live with each other until you can make things okay again. There's a balance that happens in planet Earth because when you come to planet Earth, some of you come because you are seeking balance in yourself. So you are seeking to right the wrongs of a past excursion. And some are coming because they are still blinded, as it were. I didn't get to finish the war that I had on planet Earth. I'm going back. I'm not finished with my war. And some come because they just want to leave behind a bottle with a note in it saying, "This is the way I got off of planet Earth. This is the way that I healed all of the things I didn't realize I was doing when I came to a planet and they said, 'Hey, this is a free will planet and you can do what you like.' I didn't understand what the consequences of free will would be." And there's one more thing. Sometimes the people on planet Earth who look like they are the ones who are being persecuted are there because they were the ones who persecuted others and they had to come back to find out what it felt like and to create balance. So be it. Thank you.